Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 8th of July, and right now it's cloudy and fresh after night shower on 27 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says overcast with temperatures from low of 28 to high of 33 with a heat index of 36 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from west at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict overcast with a chance of a rain with westerly winds at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 65 and will drop by noon on 53%. Moon is new, which means that is illuminated on 0%. For some, today is a very good, for some bad day, but for the youth of Auroville, today is an exciting day. Because schools opened their doors after 2 months summer holidays. Within community service at Future School, students of first year choose the service or unit where they would like to participate and stay with it for a week, and then choose another one for the second week. This week will be with us on the Auroville Radio Felix, Sasha and Rajiv. Good morning, Felix and Sasha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me where are you from and why are you actually with us this week on the radio?
I'm from Sweden, and in Future School now we have to come here and work.
I'm from France, Paris, and we're here because of community service. We work for free in different places.
And it's also for both of you the first year of the Future School, yeah?
No, him is actually
I went
second.
Last year, but I have to redo.
And me, it's the first year.
Anyhow, it's a nice occasion, yeah, because holidays are over, right?
Yeah.
But in Future School, as you mentioned, you got, how you call it, community service?
Yeah, community service.
And what you can choose out of everything? What options do you have?
Angela brings us to a few little different places where we, I don't know how you call those actually, just different places that we could sign up for and choose
if you think about yourself, what you were choosing between?
Many, many, many things. There was kindergarten, which is a school for little kids. There was Nieuwpoortus, which is kind of a, how do you call that?
Shop.
Yeah, a shop. It's like kind of a big shop, bigger shop. There was a few restaurants. There was a repair service for bikes and cycles.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of.
So you can choose between services and units, yeah?
Yeah, units. Yeah, yeah, schools
services.
And...
summer services.
Yeah.
How come you choose the radio?
Well, it sounded cool. There's fans, AC. And I was mostly interested by the idea of making a music channel, kind of. Yeah.
And you, Sasha?
Actually, I didn't choose anything, but she chose for me, the teacher.
The teacher chose for you,
come.
So how come you don't have any preferences, or what is your, scope of interest?
This sounds okay. And I'm going to the kindergarten and to Porto's also. It's all right here.
And she chose for you?
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to come on the tour, I don't know why he didn't come.
I don't know.
Are you looking forward for the new school year?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's the future? It's your first year, yeah?
Yeah.
How was your last year?
It was alright, but I didn't go to school so much.
Why?
I don't know, I didn't feel like.
You didn't feel like it's not interesting enough or what?
I don't know. Good.
Quite good. He went to Sweden and Goa.
Yeah.
And I went to the Himalayas.
You saw the glaciers melting down?
No glaciers, just a bit of ice and snow. But it was nice. It's fresh.
And beside that, you spent all 2 months in Himalayas?
No. 1 month. Other month here.
What youth can do in order at holidays?
I was more like waking up around 12:30, going for lunch, seeing my friends.
I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah, and then actually going back home, going back out, and then going back to sleep at special hours.
Is there anything organized for children of any age?
I have no clue.
You could go to the youth center.
Yeah, there's the youth center. That's a really nice place.
What you can do there?
I don't know, just hang out. We had a pool table, but it broke.
It's broken?
Yeah.
Oh, that's new for me. Okay.
You could also build your own stuff. Like, there was a workshop where you can bring your... You can take a piece of wood and make a statue if you want. You could help. They were building a new hall that we, a few of us, helped build up.
In the YC itself.
Yeah. It was really nice.
But otherwise, it's not really nothing organized yet.
I guess there is. I just don't know about it. Maybe Sasha knows, but I have no clue. We do it. Well, there is Certitude. That's a playground that you can go to.
But that's for the sport.
Yeah. Except that there's, I don't know.
Okay.
There's also the swimming pool, that's nice.
But basically one has to look for the option himself and find it. And you have to be really motivated if you are maybe willing to work, contribute to the community, right?
Yeah. Otherwise,
but mostly youngsters don't, yeah? They hang out and...
Yeah, I guess we just hang around.
Okay. Thank you for now. And we would be working together for this week, right?
Yeah.
The Resident Assembly Service, the Working Committee, Our Real Security and Safety Through Art invite the community at Unity Pavilion International Zone on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. to a general meeting to discuss recent incidents of violence in the Our Real area. The agenda would be to introduce Our Real Security team members, to provide a status report, and some first-hand reports from the people who have been attacked, to learn from their experiences. Then we should explore the safety through the art with non-verbal expression space, because words often fail, particularly in relation to traumatic events or when protection is in question. Safety through art will provide a quiet, non-verbal expression space in the Unity Pavilion during the meeting. And then we are supposed to do the brainstorming session on steps to be taken and suggestions for better community organization in response to. The last point on the agenda, the volunteer group information. Because we need to work out steps and procedures to establish an appropriate response and to ideally create a list of dedicated volunteers to help in the task. Facilitator of the meeting, it would be Mita from the Working Committee, who has kindly offered to facilitate the meeting. And the next open platform will take place on Monday, 15th of July at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, and on which we shall continue the agenda of July 1st on the entry process and related topics. On Thursday, 11th of July at 4 p.m. at Joy Guest House in Centerfield, a group of interested Aurovillians invites newcomers to come to the next meeting of Aurovillians and newcomers to listen to the issues facing newcomers and to look at possibilities for changing the entry process. In our context, newcomers includes people at any point in the process, not started yet, in the middle, or have given up. This group has met twice and grew out of the open platform meetings. They may look at the documents regarding the current entry process if that is what the group wants. And what happens will depend on who comes. And not only the schools, but also kindergarten and Centerfield, like most of Orville schools, will open today and welcome the children. And here's the note for parents of school children from the Ashakti Sports Ground for the first grade parents, which says that first graders starts the Ashakti from 15th of July, only 3 days, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the first parents' meeting of first graders would be 12th of July at 3:30 p.m. at the Ashakti Sport Complex. Second graders will start the Ashakti Sport from 8th of July for 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, up to the 5th of August when sports will become daily, from Monday to Friday, from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. And third graders onward, which means for all the older students, the Ashakti Sport will be same from 8th of July at 3:50 p.m. at the Ashakti Sport Complex from Monday to Friday daily. And for any queries, they're asking us to contact them at 262-2821. FMEC is asking us to use our real taxi services and pay via account, because they are saying that they have, over the last few years, devoted a lot of time and energy to regulating the Auroville taxi services. And following is a list of Auroville taxi services which have financial service accounts: Mahatravers, Unity Transport Service, Auroville Transport Service, and Aurocabs. They recommend that, if possible, we use only taxi services registered in Auroville, and that we pay only with our financial service account, and to report to the Auroville Board of Commerce, ABC, to in cases where drivers refuse to accept payment via account. And here's a call for proposals, because each year SIRE receives a small grant from government for carrying out innovative programs in the field of education and culture. They invite for this year proposals of such innovative programs, both from those who are part of SIRE as well as from those who are not directly linked at SIRE. The project proposal may reach them by middle of July 2013. And the format in which the proposal is submitted can be requested by the Bhuvaneshwari or Kumaran at SIRE's office. And following is announcement by the House of Mothers Agenda, the book La Tâche est accomplie, Victory de Sri Aurobindo et de la Mer by Jyoti Madhok and Kira Joshi, translated into French by Christine Devine, consigned to Ganga Lakshmi, is available for all our villains at the House of Mothers Agenda. Likewise, the German translation by Jana, Aber ist Wohlbracht, Der Sieg von Sri Aurobindo und der Mutter. And the book has been published by Shubhra Ketu Foundation and printed by Auroville Press. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen chorus and virtual chorus, and that will be, they will show several pieces of choir work by Eric Whitaker, who was born in 1917, and Hola Velo, born in 1978. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 7:30 p.m. we can see an Indian drama thriller, Special Chubbies, Special 26, which was made in India 2013 by writer and director Neeraj Pandey. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen a German drama, The Day I Was Not Born, which was made in Germany 2010 by director Florian Mikod. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary biography music, Searching for Sugarman, which was made in Sweden and UK in 2012 by writer and director Malik Benenjul. And here are the words of the mother: be true to your ideal and you are sure to rise still high in your achievement. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.